night, you know, I'm going to tell you this. The leaves not really behaving very well. I'll tell you that down here in the southern part of the state. Really not. Warm weather into October, and so some trees are changing, but not dramatically. So I have to go find a guy, drag him out of the woods, dust him off, clean him up, stand him up straight, slap him across the face, say, finish your milk, and say, what are the leaves doing? I do that with Ron Rademacher, of course. He's a traveler, writer, author, speaker, storyteller. He's the whole package, as they say. He's the whole package. Here he is, everybody. Look, it's Ron Rademacher. Ron?
Steve? How are you?
For a man of my condition, you know.
Hey, I was listening to the show earlier while waiting to come on, and you are hot today.
Hot.
Man, you're bringing it. You're bringing it, as we say.
Sometimes you got to. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good, you know, and I'm in the same condition you are. The quest for color is challenging this year. I do have a buddy of mine sent me some pictures. He was fishing on Drummond Island the other day, and the colors are good out there. And yeah. I'm hearing from my friends in the Keweenaw area, the colors are good there, but they're a little bit slow the rest of the way. So,
you know, a couple, 3 weeks ago, though, I was in Boyne Valley, and it looked good there, where they're going to build that big, giant, 1,200-foot footbridge at Boyne Mound. Did you see that?
Yeah. In fact, we're supposed to be going up there to ride the zip lines this weekend, so hopefully I'll get some good colors from up there. Going to go by Dead Man's Hill, you know, try and get some pictures there. So I'll have
love that place.
First-hand reports, yeah, at overlooking the Jordan Valley River, Jordan River Valley.
Terrific. Yeah, the Jordan River. Yeah, anyhow, so all right, where are we going this week? Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff. You know, just riding around, you're going to find some color. But you think with Halloween coming up, it's nothing but it's just for kids and dogs. Fortunately, Brighton knows another way to do it. They're having their Growler Brew Fest.
So of course they are.
This is a dog-centric beer-tasting food truck rally.
Dog-centric beer-tasting food truck. I don't think you need to say anything else about it. And this is Brighton when? I mean, you need to tell me when that happens.
This coming weekend, man. It's also for a good cause. Your donations to the Humane Society. You can adopt a pet there. They got donation areas so you can drop off
stuff.
Hope
Ivy, I really hope Ivy's not listening. We can get another pet? No!
I know you have like three dogs, so they have a an obstacle course for the puppies, too.
Yeah.
And a pool. So that's a good one.
All right. That's in Brighton. Growler Brew Fest.
Yeah, that's in Brighton. Now, the other side of this thing then you go up to Norway. And they do things different up there. So they're having their OG Challenge mountain bike race.
Okay.
And,
what's that mean?
They got the OG Trails. This is a system of the trails that are part of the Iron Bell. And, of course, they need maintenance. So everything that people spend there goes to take care of that. You got, I don't know how they do it, 8-mile mountain bike race, a 12-mile mountain bike race, a 24-mile mountain bike race. And then for me and the little kids, they have a little course for little kids. So that's where if I was going to be there, I would be judging at the little kids course. Because those are long races through those mountains out there. I don't know if that's where Piers Gorge is. I mean, it's mountainous out there. So that's Norway.
I like the sound of it.
Right. It does, and all of it does aid the OG trails. So, you know, we need to take care of our trails. Michigan's a leader in that. And so then we'll switch back to another dog weekend. Believe it or not, Frankenmuth is having their Scarecrow Fest this week.
Right.
Actually, they do it like 2 weekends. And so they'll have performances by the Rock and Roll Canine Team. They got a pet costume contest, beer tent, dog weekend.
What? No, Greta Van Fleet, the hometown rock band, what?
They say there are going to be some unannounced performers, but no, I don't know Greta.
You don't know Greta Van Fleet?
No, I don't.
Pay attention to the end of this segment. I am sure that our good friend Nathan will clue you in with our out cue music. You watch.
A little. I will listen for that bump.
All right.
Out cue. That's the right word. Out cue.
Right. Scarecrow Fest.
So so it is a Halloween. I don't know how. When I was a little kid, you know, we would get dressed up, put charcoal on our face, and then go from farm to farm trick or treating. I guess these days it's all organized. So if you want that. The White Pine Village in Ludington has a really good one, and they have a whole, that's a big village. I don't know if you've ever been there. Many, many historic buildings. And so they're opening it up so you can put your costume on, go through the old village, fill up your Halloween sack with goodies, and scare your little brother as you pop around the corner behind the barn.
And where was that good one? Stuff.
That is the White Pine Village in Ludington.
Gotcha. All right. Just want to make sure I had that right.
If you've never been, it's really an interesting place. All kinds of great displays that you wouldn't see anywhere else. Not just for Halloween, but it's the old lumber town that was there. Really, really a beautiful
just
spot.
Just generally well a cool done. Spot. All right, nice.
Yeah, just generally. If you like Michigan history. Yeah.
I do.
By the way, for your information, the 16th, Steve, is International Archaeology Day.
I like that. You know I like that.
Yeah, I know you like that. And the Marquette Historical Museum is having all kinds of booths set up. People are bringing all kinds of artifacts in. And my understanding is a couple of guys are bringing in table loads of fossils.
I better bring a big truck.
Bring the big truck and a trailer. There's no dogs at this archaeology day thing in Marquette, but there will be fossils there. So I didn't want to.
I love that. And that doesn't, not counting you and I, other fossils. I got you.
Other fossils, yes.
You can sneak another one in here. Take me, how about Marshall? We don't go to Marshall nearly enough.
Well, no, you know, we don't. And if you've never toured the American Museum of Magic there, you're missing out. This is a historic building right downtown, and they're having their haunted history magic tours. And you go through this old building by candlelight, and you won't believe some of the displays they have in there. I believe they have one of Houdini's tricks in there. They've got Blackstone tricks in there.
Cool
stuff.
And when
they do this thing for Halloween, it is spooky in that place. So that's a good one.
All right, so it's MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. You can get your own deal promoted right here. Well, you know what, Ron? I'm going to hold you through the break. You know why?
Okay.
Because you're cool, and I'm cool that way.
Do you want to get the best hot dogs?
Well, I do. Give him the first taste of it, Nathan. Go with it. I'll be right back.